and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Faith Musonda gets 1 month jail term and 24 kwacha fine for disorderly conduct. Government urged to address disconnect between kwacha appreciation and continued high cost of living. High-profile Kenyan activist faces terror charges over anti-government protests. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondway. Acting Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Wishimanga has sentenced journalist and businesswoman Faith Musonda to 1 month simple imprisonment and a fine of 24 kwacha for idle and disorderly conduct. Ms. Musonda was found guilty of attempting to force her way into community house, President Hakainde Hichilema's residence, to meet First Lady Mutinta Hichilema on the 2nd of July 2025 between 12:30 and 01 hours. She initially pleaded not guilty but changed her plea to guilty during the hearing. In mitigation, Ms. Musonda, through her lawyer Charles Changango, asked for leniency, citing no intention to harm the president and now understands the restrictions on access to the residence. In passing judgment, Magistrate Wishimanga established that although Ms. Musonda acknowledged her attempt to see Mrs. Hichilema, the hour was awkward as the residence is not open to the public at will. Governance and human rights activist Noel Chisebe is urging government to address the disconnect between the recent kwacha appreciation against other currencies and the continued high cost of living. Mr. Chisebe says despite a steady decline in fuel prices over the past 3 months and a stronger national currency, transport fares and retail prices of basic goods remain high, placing unique strain on ordinary households. He is calling for a comprehensive review of pricing mechanisms across essential commodities and for regulatory measures that ensure reductions in input costs are passed on to consumers rather than absorbed as additional profit, and a coordinated multi-stakeholder dialogue to develop fair and transparent pricing guidelines. Mr. Chisebe says businesses must be held accountable for pricing practices that disadvantage low-income families and that government intervention may be necessary to protect consumer welfare.
The consistent decrease in fuel prices over the past 3 months has not been matched by a corresponding reduction in transport fares, placing an undue burden on commuters, the failure of manufacturers, wholesalers, retailers, and service providers to adjust prices downward in response to reduced input costs such as fuel exacerbates the high cost of living. The absence of effective mechanisms to regulate prices allows businesses to prioritize profit over consumer welfare. We therefore urge the government to conduct a thorough review of pricing mechanisms across key commodities.
Patriotic Front Deputy Secretary General Brenda Nyerenda says the UPND is only confident that there is no wind of change in the country because of the destabilization and confusion it has successfully managed to cause within the former ruling party. Ms. Nyerenda says that while UPND Alliance Chairperson Charles Milupi has stated that there's no wind of change ahead of next year's general elections, the ruling party must come to terms with a growing discontent amongst citizens who feel let down by its leadership since taking office. She has criticized the UPND for misleading the youth with promises of a better life, which have resulted in disappointment due to economic hardships and perceived policy failures. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Nyerenda has charged that the UPND may appear confident, but that their confidence is misplaced as Zambians are now more politically aware and ready to vote for change in 2026.
Why should a one-man party that's condemning a party which has more than 50 members of parliament? It's a joke. How can he say there is no wind of change? And yet, they are busy trying to destroy the Patriotic Front by changing its leaders at their own will. If there was no wind of change, they would have left the opposition to remain as it is. They have even moved further now to start saying they don't even want to see any PF retire. All that is trying to show that these people, they've seen that people are really so much in love with the Patriotic Front. If there was nothing like that, they would have left things to be the way they are. However, the worry they should have, it is not even about, refusing the opposition or changing its leaders. The worry Birupi should have is how United Patriotic Front has remained.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, PSZ, has strongly condemned the theft and misappropriation of medicines and medical supplies, citing the risks to patient safety and public trust in the health system. The PSZ president, Kigen Wape, expressed concern over recent developments, including the suspension of $50 million in medical aid to Zambia by the United States government, and the findings of the forensic audit into the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. Mr. Mwape is urging authorities to make the PricewaterhouseCoopers audit report publicly accessible to professional bodies, and has emphasized the need for meaningful reforms at ZAMSA, starting with the appointment of a qualified and experienced Director General. He's further calling on the Health Minister, Dr. Elijah Muchema, to appoint boards for ZAMSA, the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, and the Health Professions Council of Zambia, HPCZ, warning that their absence undermines governance and strategic direction.
We are also concerned that pharmacists continue to be unfairly blamed when theft occurs, despite the fact that over 85% of health facilities remained manned by non-pharmaceutical staff. We are therefore proposing that amidst these challenges, we are recommending the full rollout of barcoding and traceability systems to enable end-to-end tracking of medicines from the manufacturer to the patient. We are also recommending the fast-tracking investigations and prosecutions of all cases related to the theft of medical products.
In global news, prominent Kenyan activist Boniface Mwangi is due in court on accusations of facilitation of terrorist acts during last month's deadly anti-government protests, in which at least 19 people died. On Sunday, investigators said they had seized phones, a laptop, and notebooks from Mr. Mwangi's Lukenya home on the outskirts of the capital, Nairobi, and hard drives and computers, tear gas canisters, and a blank firearm round from his office in the city. His arrest has sparked a wave of condemnation, with human rights groups denouncing it was aimed at suppressing opposition voices. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has reiterated he'll stay on in office, despite his governing coalition losing its majority in the upper house of parliament in national elections. He said there were too many pressing issues to resolve to resign now. The Israeli military has launched a ground and air assault on Deir el-Bala in central Gaza. The early morning operation comes just hours after Israel issued evacuation warnings for several parts of the town. Britain's defence secretary is expected to call for a 50-day drive to arm Ukraine as much as possible when he chairs a meeting of Kiev's allies later. It's hoped increased military support will force Russia back to the negotiating table.
Take a break.
A whole new flight for radio.
And now business news.